Okay, today we're going to finish off the Rambam Hilchas Kilayim, God willing. We're on Perek Yud, Chapter 10, Halacha Chav Zayin, Law 27. The Rambam just finished saying that there's no laws of Kilayim applying to garments placed on a dead person or on an animal. An animal can have Kilayim. So continuing with these ideas, well, this is how it will intertwine a little bit. Here's an interesting situation. Beged Semer, if you have a wool garment, but somehow, she'avad bo chut shel pishton, one strand of flax, of linen, was sewn into it, and now she'avad bo, it's lost in it. In other words, you can't find it. There's one thread of linen that's in this woolen garment. And we said that shatness is usher b'mashahu, even a little bit of that. But you can't find it. If you'd see it, you'd pull it out. You can't find it. Or the opposite. Obeged pishton, a linen garment, shavu b'chut shel tzemer. You have one thread of wool that's lost in it. So now the question is, well, what can you do with it?
Not much.
You can't wear it. You say, I got an idea. I'll sell it to a goy.
Don't do that.
Because a goy, you can have hanah from shatness. In other words, indirect hanah, selling it or whatever.
You may sell it to a Jew.
But now if you have typical shatness, it's much clearer to know that it's a mixture. But here it's a complete wool baguette with one little strand of linen that's lost in space, as it were. So how's anybody going to know? So let's say sell it to a goy. Nope. Hareza lo yikra. You can't sell it to a goy even. Why? Because what might the goy turn around and do? Shema Yikarena Goy Yisrael. You might turn around and sell it to a goy, will sell it to Yisrael. Which is not a problem to sell regular garments of shatness, because that's much more readily discernible if it's shatness. But here it looks like a wool garment, and there's only one thread that's hiding in there somewhere.
You don't even know it's
so
there.
That can indirectly cause a Jew to sin with that. Figure, okay, I know what I'll do. I'll take that garment and I'll make it into a saddle bag for my donkey. At least to put it on the donkey. And remember, there's no problem with shatness with a donkey. That's trying to see how this merge converges with the last halacha we learned. That even though there's no shatness for a goy and no shatness for an animal, but in these cases, it's not going to help. You can't make this garment into a saddle for the donkey. Because Shema Yimtza Osa'acha, because somebody might see this saddle, V'yikra'ena, and tear a piece of it out, Me'ala Mardas, from the saddle, but V'yilbosheno, and wear it, Sharein Kilayim Nigro, because you can't tell there's Kilayim over there as well. So that's a big problem. Now, again, if it's readily known Kilayim, you could make it as a saddle bag or whatever. So the question now is, that was a very expensive piece of garment over here. You're going to have to, what can you do? Throw it out? No, there's one solution. How can we fix up this garment, as it were? Well, there seemed to be some type of, as it were, a shotness inspector. Tzovo, you dye the entire garment. And the rule is, she'en hatzemer v'apishtim olim b'tzeva echad. Because when wool and linen are dyed at the same time, they don't carry the dye the same way that the other piece of material does. And you'll be able to see the difference. It's going to come out a difference. Of course, you're going to have to want that material dyed, but it's better than throwing it out. Okay, so once you dye it, you'll readily see where that's sticking out. And then umiyadu nikr immediately becomes recognizable. Veshomton, he'll pull it out. But let's see, even after you dye it, vimlo nikr, even after dyeing it, it's still not discernible. So, then hareza mutter. Look at this big chiddush the Rambam coming up.
Whoa.
Here. You can wear it. Why? Because now we're saying, shit, because now let's think a minute. Wait a minute. If you dye it, usually you should be able to tell that it's there. Why do I not see any difference? So, you know, just like the thing gets lost in the garment, it could possibly fall out of the garment. So now, since we've tested it now, and the testing hasn't produced any results, now there's a reasonable, and we know for sure there was one thread in there. We know it got lost. But just like it's lost, it can fall out too. And now I tested it with the dye. And maybe, since we didn't show up anything, Shema Nishpat. Maybe it fell out. V'holachlo. Sherei barak v'lomasi. Check, couldn't find it. This becomes now a genuine suffake based on the fact that you checked it. Now, Rambam says a whopping chiddush that the Ravid's going to argue on, and maybe you're going to want to argue on it too. Ukvar bayarna behilchas bias asuras. We already learned in the laws of bias asuras, which really also include kashrus. And we learned the following. Shekol iser sveikos. Whenever there is a suffix, and the Rambam means here, even a suffix d'oraisa, a biblical suffix. Let's look at shatnas. This shatnas is a suffix d'oraisa. It's a biblical thing. Now, the Rambam's opinion is, why are what we say suffix d'oraisa l'chumra? Right? Whenever there's a doubt of biblical, we go strict. The question is, on what basis do we go strict? When I have a suffix in a biblical situation, and I say, because of the suffix, it's prohibited, is it prohibited biblically or only rabbinically? This is the Rambam's Chiddush Shita is, where even though we say when it's a biblical issue and we're in doubt, we are strict, it's only rabbinically strict, midivrei sofrim, and therefore when you have that case, and we've already checked, and it's a very strong suffix, ulafikach, therefore, hey, kelu basofik, will be lenient with this kind of a suffix, even in a suffix deraisa, because the only reason we're being machmer in general by a suffix deraisa is drabbanan, and he will be lenient, and the Ravid goes to town on this Rambam and says, what are you talking about? It's a suffix deraisa, period. So it's a very mechudishtika Rambam. So if you don't like the Rambam, you're in good company, and I don't have an answer for it. But that's a big chiddush he's saying for us. So why do we go strict deraisa? Is that a deraisa says to go deraisa strict? Or is it only derabbanan to go derabbanan strict? And here it's such a strong, it's a good, you already see, and here it's more you've done something. Since you've done something which kind of suggests what
makes the doubt less.
It makes a greater doubt, or whatever you want to say.
It's less likely.
If the thing's in there, well, I don't know if it's in or out. I don't know if it fell in or out. Well, that's not such a strong way to assume it's out. But I went and tested it with a die, and usually the die would work. It's very strong indication that perhaps it's a good chance it's not there. So we could say it's a stronger suffix to be lenient, maybe in that case. But it's a difficult Rambam, no less. Okay, Chafches. Now, this is a classic case of going to your standard tailor shop, a goyish tailor shop. Do you have to check your clothes for shatness? Halokeach klei tzemer, mina goyim. You buy a wool, wool clothes from a goy. Tzorch lebotko yofe, yofe. You have to check it very well. Shemehem tfurim v'pishta. Maybe they're sewed with linen. And that's the same way you can say, well, I don't see anything. Well, no, these would all be suffix d'oraisas. And here you have a way to check. Go check it out, whatever way you can check it. And this is where the whole idea of checking for shatnas works out. Because the guy you send the suits to check, he knows where the most common places where shatnas can be. And he puts a dye to it, whatever, chemicals, to determine if it's wool or linen. So that's the same idea. Now, again, there's all kinds of times to be lenient. But this is the general rule. Now, if you know, for example, you check 1,000 suits that come from this place and it never has any shatness, well, then already you have a chazaka, there's no shatness, not a suffix anymore. No, I'm just saying if, like, from certain places, you know they just don't do it, period. But a lot of places, it's not that much. So, therefore, you should get your things checked unless you know otherwise. Chavtes. Now, here's an interesting case, guys. What happens if you see your friend, it has clearly, for sure, without a doubt, he is wearing shatnas in the middle of the street. Okay?
Whoa.
And you say to him, you know, you got shatnas on,
you got
to take it off. He says, no, I don't want to. What do you mean you don't want to? Every second you got it on, you're sinning.
That's it.
So now how far must a good Samaritan go in this situation? This is going to be very politically incorrect.
Smack him and rip it off.
But it's Torah correct. Haroa kilayim shel Torah. You see biblical kilayim. Not like a case where there's a great doubt, but this is clear.
Obvious.
This is clearly usher. Achaver and your friend, and we must add in over here. Who's aware of it and doesn't care. Now, if he's not aware of it, you just tell him, hey, could you take it off? And he says, oh, fine, I'll take it off. And, you know, but if he says, well, I'm in the middle of the street, I'm not going to take it off.
So we're talking about he has to be a frum Jew? Or
I would suggest it should be a frum Jew. It's
okay.
kind of important over here.
Okay.
Afilo hayim ahalach v'shuk, even if he's in the street, Kaifetz love you. You pounce on him.
Get him.
Korel on me, and you rip it off him immediately, because every second that he has it on, he is transgressing the avera of wearing kilayim. Even if it was his rebbe,
Whoa.
That you have to give honor to. But any place where it's a chilul Hashem, we don't give honor to your Rebbe. Your Rabbi Shalom Duchachba. Shein kaveda, here's the rule, the politically incorrect rule. Shein kaveda brios doche iser lo sasa v'rishvar. Even though there's an aspect of kaveda brios, what about human dignity? There's human dignity over here. The guy's going to take off his jacket now, and he's going to go in his undershirt or whatever.
It is.
People now nowadays, I guess people wouldn't mind, but in the olden days, it was you didn't you didn't go with your main garments on. But still, when it comes to a lel saseh that's explicitly mentioned in the Torah, then you don't. Too bad.
Don't mess
now. If it's a rabbinic law, that's a different case. But a biblical law. Now the guy. So now the Rambam says, well, wait a minute. You're telling me in a rule now, Doraisa, an Isser Doraisa, we don't care about Kaveda Brias. Well, there seems to be two cases that seem to be at odds with what you just said, Rambam. And Rambam himself is asking, he says, but there's going to be differences in cases. For example, how about the case of Hashava Saveda? If a lost object is lost, and there is a halacha of Zokein She'enu Lefi Kvodo,
right.
It's not for the honor of a elderly person to
look.
So the marshal I gave for this, let's say, like those Hot Wheels bicycles, like a Hot Wheels, those are really super cool, But imagine like a Rosh Yeshiva, going around in the Hot Wheels, it's like such a busha. So the halacha is, if it's not to his honor to do this, like he normally wouldn't ever be caught dead doing this, okay?
Dead.
Nice, he's carrying around a Hot Wheels, So that's like really bad. So the Torah says, so the halacha is he doesn't have to do it.
Yeah,
now think about it. So why are we doing this? Well, it's kaveda brios. It's you're showing respect for the rabbi. Yeah. But wait a minute, that's a biblical mitzvah to do. We just said we don't care about this. So how does this fit in? We're saying you ripped the garment off the guy. Why? I kaveda brios. Well, it's an issur d'oraisa. So how come kaveda brios by the elderly man that trumps this d'oraisa? So he says, why do we push off the mitzvah Shavas Aveda, which is a biblical mitzvah, because of an elderly man, because of his kaveda brios? Because the answer is lav shel mamon. It's only a monetary lav.
Yes.
In other words, one is it's God says you can't wear it. Period. Here, a monetary issue. Monetary issues can have ideas of being moichel. The rabbis, remember, who says we have to return it? The Torah says, okay, the rabbis then say, yeah, but we want to show, but and if you don't, it's a question of money. So the rabbis can say, we're going to be moichel on the money. That's an inyan of hefker, bezdin, hefker. Bezdin, money is not as strict as isur.
Right.
That we always know. So we say, for the elderly man, we're moichel. We're moichel for the other guy, so he doesn't have to go through that. It's not like an Aveira is happening. That's the difference.
Are you supposed to then grab a Big Mac out of the Yid's hand?
I'm sorry?
You see a Yid eating a Big Mac. Well, are you supposed to grab
a Froom?
A Froom. If I saw you doing it, Shelly, I'd have to do it.
Okay, but...
No, Shelly, for
don't
you.
Do it then. Don't
for
do
you.
It in front of the rabbi. You'll
for
grab
you,
it.
I'd have to do it. Let's say you didn't know it was Treif. I'd say, Shelly, stop. I said, Rabbi, I'm really hungry. He said, Shelly, sorry. In the garbage.
Whoa!
A secular Jew. I'm not talking about secular Jews. But you have to do that, right? Now,
it's the same logic. Is my point.
What do you mean?
It's the same logic as a kalayim. You have to grab it.
Because it's isser. It's isser.
Exactly.
But by Hashem's way, it's just a monetary issue.
Yeah.
So it's only because the Torah says you have a mitzvah to return his money. So the rabbi said, we can be moichel on that. It's not the end of the world. So you don't give it back. So what? It's no avera is happening. That's the point.
So
now the rabbi says, wait a minute. So
let's
there's another case. Yes. Now what about v'loma nidcha b'tumas hames? Okay, let's say a kohen. A kohen can be metame himself to a mace mitzvah.
And for the seven close relatives. That's different.
Okay, kohen gadol for a mace mitzvah.
Yes.
So let's figure out. So what's that? That's kaveda brios.
Yes.
And that's issur d'oraisa.
Yeah.
Issur d'oraisa, kohen gadol b'tame. So what should win out? Issur d'oraisa.
No, but he has
it
to.
It should win out.
But he doesn't.
Because, and it's not a mummon issue over here.
No,
it's not a mummon issue. So now it's not a good question. It's a good question. A Kohen Gadol cannot be metame himself. It's an Isser D'oraisa for him to become tame. To anybody, not even to his mother. Can't be anybody. And now this mace mitzvah, well, covenant of mace. What do you mean covenant of mace? You can't transgress an Isser D'oraisa covenant of mace. So it's a strong question, and the truth of the matter is, it would not be able to, you couldn't refute it unless the following. So why do we push off covenant of brias because of tumas ameis? Here it's the Torah went out of its way to say it. The Torah makes this is an exception to the rule. After the Torah says that a kohen gadol can't be tummy to anybody, then it says it adds vilachos and to his sister. So what are you adding on? And to his sister he can't be matame. We already know he can't be matame. So rabbinically we say it's coming to exclude lachusa to his sister ena matame, but it must imply that to somebody he could. Avla matame hu lemeis mitzvah, but he can be matame to mitzvah. It's a special xeris akosav. You're right. Logically it's not so. Torah says an exception rule. Let God worry about the reason for it. We don't have to figure out the reason. So this becomes an incredible idea. Stamazoi covered abrius gets pushed off for Issus Daraisa unless it be a special Xeris Akasov. Yeah. Money issues would not be pushed off for covered abrius. Right. But this only if it's a biblical prohibition. But what about Avod Oster Dover She Isur Midran? What if something's only rabbinically prohibited? Meaning saying God's eyes there's nothing wrong with it. Push the rabbis aside to make a safeguard said it's Oster. So now to uphold a rabbinic law and take away the covet of another person,
no.
The rabbis never would have said their law in that case.
No.
A rabbinic prohibition gets pushed off for the honor of the of human being, dignity, b'chomok in every case. Wait a minute. Isn't rabbinic laws based on Torah law as well? How do we know you have to listen to the rabbis? Because it says in the Torah, lo saser minadavar, you can't veer away from what the words of the rabbis say. So there's a biblical obligation to listen to the rabbis. Isn't every rabbinic law based on a biblical thing that says you have to listen to the rabbis? But no, we say no. Hare lav ze nitche mipnei kavod abrius. That this lav, still, a rabbinic lav, will be pushed off for kavod abrius. Lefikach, therefore, im hoi lav shatne shel divreim, what if it was only rabbinic shatnes? Ein a karl of a shuk. You don't rip it off his garment. Yeah. And if the guy knows about it, he doesn't have to take it off. Actually, give it until he gets to his house. A rabbinic one, you just say, listen, just take it off when you get home. And that's fine. And that's all. Because it's rabbinic. Because the rabbis are not going to make you be embarrassed. Similarly, but on the other hand, it's a biblical one. Let's say you're aware yourself. Forget about another guy. You yourself are aware you got something biblical. You didn't know it. Uh-oh. I just looked at the label. 40% wool, 60% linen.
Oh, no.
You just happen to look at the table in the middle of the subway.
Zip.
Off it goes. Tosh to miyad. The person has room for himself.
Right.
So the Torah sometimes requires us to ask, is it better to be viewed as a fool in the eyes of mankind your entire life than to be a sinner in God's life, in God's world for one moment?
Whoa.
So,
like some guys have tzitzis that are wool, but there's a little bit of linen in the tzitzit.
Oh, he said that's say stochalos. I say,
yeah. I say, positive mitzvah pushes away.
But as soon as it gets nightfall,
then it's a problem. That's why we suggest you shouldn't have shatnez.
If you work during the day, you're okay.
It's okay, but you'd have to take it off. Even before now, it's before the sunset's got to come off. All right, halacha lamed. Now here's an interesting case. How many times can you transgress shatness if you're going to wear it for a long time? In other words, how much transgressions do you transgress?
Once.
In other words, once for the whole day?
No.
Well, but it's hard to define it. Let's say it more. Let's say how many sets of lashes would we give them?
Multiple. One for the day.
Well, it depends on a few factors.
Yes.
Halovesh kilayim, a person who's wearing kilayim, or miskasabo, or he covers himself. Either way, it's a prohibition. Loke, he gets lashed. That's stamazoid. It's an issue that says lo silbash, you're not allowed to wear kilayim. Fine. Now, what if, that's straight halacha. What if halovesh kilayim kilayim, what if he was wearing kilayim the entire day, from sun up to sun down? Still, ain't a loke eleachas. He only gets one lash.
No,
one set of lashes. Now, what if he's interesting here? What if the entire garment, it's like a turtleneck let's say, type of shotness. And what does he do? He doesn't remove the entire garment, but hotzi rosha min habeged, he sticks his head out of the garment that was covered, and then he sticks his head back in. So he's wearing part, but he takes off part, and then he puts back part. Hotzi rosha, he takes his head out again and sticks it back in. And each time he's about to stick his head back in, they warn him and say, you know, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that.
Each every time.
Even though he didn't take off the entire garment, because he still has it on. He's chayv every time he sticks his head back in. Now, hold on. Now, when do we say shuchayv achzos? When do we say it's only chayv for one the entire day? When the other one's given one warning. Let's say he starts the morning and says, you know, that's shotness. You shouldn't wear that. I don't care, I'm wearing it. Okay, so he gets one lash. But what if you want to really fix somebody well?
Yeah.
But in Hisrubo, what if they keep on warning him constantly? Tremolo, show, take it off. No, take it off. No, take it off. No. Every take it off no is another 39 lashes. Ushbo, he wears it. Vishani, he keeps it long enough. Kide leave show. In the time that he could have taken it off, the little bosh akhsh, when he keeps wearing it after he's warned, or he's a chayv al kol shish, for every moment he sits with it, he's transgressing another warning. Even though he didn't do anything, but because he was warned, it's in his hands to fix it up. And every time they warn him, he would get lashed again. Even though he doesn't take it off. So that would be a very painful situation.
Ouch.
Okay, now we have an interesting situation. What if you dress someone in shotness?
Ooh.
Who gets the punishment? You know, here, go. Here's a clothes of shotness. Put it on, and you put it on the person. Not that you
do
handed
tell them.
It.
Do you tell them?
We know it's shotness. Well, we'll see. We'll see. That's going to be the difference. Hamalvish says chaverikam. You dress your friend in kilayim.
That's a friend.
Now im hayah halovish meis. If the one who is wearing it knows that it is shotness, then halovish loka. The one who is being dressed gets the lashes because he shouldn't have let him put it on him. What about the guy who dressed him? Well, he just set him up. And Malbish, the one who gave him the clothes, he's then transgressed wearing shotness. He's transgressed over Mishum Lifnei Iver Lo Site Mirshal of putting the stumbling block before the blind. But wait a minute. What if Imlo Yada Halovish Begadu? What if the guy doesn't know it was Kilayim? The guy who put it on knew it was Kilayim, put it on him, but the other guy didn't know. Look at this. For Hoya Malbish, but the guy put it on knew it. How Malbish Loga, the guy who hasn't put it on, gets lashes. It's different ways the psukim are recorded, which seems to say one person only gets the lashes. Valovish put it, the one who wore it didn't. In other words, you've caused someone to wear shotness because you knew and you put it on him, you get lashed. The guy who didn't know obviously could not get lashed. It's special Xeris Akusav where they learned that from.
Wow.
Final halacha. We know that the belt that the Kohanim wore, the belt itself,
yes,
the Avnei, was made out of shatnez.
Yes.
But they have to wear it. God says you have to wear it. Now you have to know, we're going to say a coin is what something is called shasavoda. Let's say the coin is on call. He's on call. So it's his day. It's his day. You know, he only works a few days a whole year, right? And he's there, and he has to be ready at a moment's notice to bring a korban, do an avoda, do something. So let's say he's on call for this day. So, okay. I don't think they know. Tell them that we daven marv already. No. You know, we daven marv already. On Chol HaMoed. I'm sorry. On Chol HaMoed, we do mincha marv together.
But if they want to stay for a kaddish, they can stay. Yeah. So when are we finishing?
Okay. Okay. Okay, sorry. Next week it's going to be 9:45. Okay. Anyway, so now he's on call the whole day. He can't say, well, okay, when I'm doing my vote, I'll put the belt on. And then I'm going to take it off, and I'll wait for the next time. That's a big hassle, because he's on call. They're going to wait for him. Well, hold on, I got to go back. I got to put the belt in the drawer. To say that, when he's on call, he has to wear, like, you have to have the pager with you the whole time. He's got to have the belt on. But once he's not on call anymore, let's say it's nighttime where there's no avoda, he can't wear it anymore. Kohanim shalov shu big tekunim. When Kohanim wear garments of a Kohen, shalov bishas avoda. It's not the time of service, which would be at nighttime. Even he's sitting in the base of Migdash, but it's not on call. Loikin, he's lashed from the avne, chukilayim, because it's kilayim. Lohutra, the only reason we allow him to wear shatness, shalov bishas avoda. During the shas avoda. And now we see, Shelley, this is what it's comparable to. We have to just change one letter here. She mitzvah saseh. It's a positive mitzvah, not bat tzitzis, but ka tzitzis. I don't know what your has. You have a chaf or a beis. What do you have?
Ka
tzitzis. Ka? Ka. Oh, so you have it correct. I have it wrong. So me and Martin have to fix up. It's ka, like tzitzis.
This time you got to know that one.
Kamo? That's like. Okay, I had a typo in mind. So it's like tzitzis. What do you mean? That's exactly what we said. Tzitzis, you can wear tzitzis as shatnas because you're on call to wear tzitzis in the daytime. But once it becomes nighttime, you're not allowed to wear it, and then you would get lashed for that. Perfect place to stop.
Wow.
We finished a lot. Tomorrow, matnas anim.
Gifts to the poor?